DNF soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, this is Sean, bringing you an article from the Partially Sighted Society's iTalk. We are a national charity, here to help anybody living with sight loss. To find out more about our services and products, or to listen in to more of our audio features, visit our website, partsight.org.uk, or you can give us a call on 01302 965 195. That number again is 01302 965 195. If you have lived with a visual impairment for a while, you probably already know how much of an issue glare can be in causing discomfort or rendering your sight completely dysfunctional for a while. If you're newly diagnosed as visually impaired, this might be a whole new problem that you have to face. To give you some more information about glare, I spoke with the CEO of the Partially Sighted Society, Anita Plant, who has decades of experience in the field, to learn more about it. So Anita, can you explain to us what glare is and what causes it?
Sean. So glare can be divided into two types. You have discomfort glare and disability glare. The discomfort glare is something that you or I experience when we're out in the bright sun. Maybe we want to focus on something and we kind of like squint or close one eye to do that, or, you know, the sun's just really bright and so on. So, you know, we might use sunglasses and so on to help that, and that kind of sorts a problem out. But for people with sight loss, or, you know, for partially sighted people, the conditions, or with conditions that affect the front of the eye or the pre-retinal part of the eye, the problem can be much worse, and that is disability glare. So it's caused by the similar sort of light sources as discomfort glare, so sunlight, light coming in from windows, you know, and so on like that, unshaded lamps. But the difference is it results in a reduction in vision. So that's the difference between the discomfort glare and disability glare.
So you've talked about these different types of light. What actually causes the discomfort with these lights?
So a large percentage of the glare problems are caused by the blue wavelengths of light entering the eye. These come to a focus at a shorter distance to the back of the eye than the other wavelengths of light in the visible spectrum, and result in a scattering of light. This is particularly evident in people with cataracts, because the cataract causes the light to scatter even more than normal. It's also caused by all the wavelengths of the light within the visible spectrum, but to a lesser degree. So those with macular degeneration, right, retinitis pigmentosa, glaucoma, are also prone to glare problems. But also things like glare from conditions such as albinism, or if you've had a viral illness, and hay fever actually can cause that type of discomfort glare or disability glare even.
So how can someone who's unfortunate enough to be affected by glare combat it?
Okay, so there's many ways of helping to control the glare. So if we look at the environment, care should be taken to avoid, if you're redecorating, in highly reflective silk and gloss finishes, glossy tables, glossy furniture, anything that the light can bounce off and reflect into the eye, that will make the glare worse. A good, well-positioned task light or wall lights are preferable to sort of bright ceiling lights. The thing to remember with a ceiling light is, although you've got the light, it may appear bright, quite bright up by the ceiling, by the time it's down, the light source is down on what you want to look at, it's 50% of what the light's available. So it's always a good idea to have an extra good task light sort of shining and focused on what you're wanting to look at. Other things to look at are making sure you've got correctly fitted blinds that can help cut out the glare from the window. But things with like neck curtains that used to be fashionable years ago, they're not such a good idea because they can get really dirty and dusty, and they actually kind of cause cut out too much light. So it's getting that balance between enough light, a good focus light, but no glare.
Mm. So we're talking about people's environments right now. So people come into the partially sighted society all the time and say it's, we have difficulty going from a light room into a dark room. Can you explain a bit why that is?
Yeah, so when you're out and about, it should be remembered that the eye's ability to adapt between light and dark conditions becomes slower as we get older. And this is even more evident in people with retinal problems. So many people with sight loss notice that when they enter a shop from a sunny street, they are blind for a length of time, or until their eyes have got time to adapt and adjust. This problem and glare can often be helped by the wearing of special filter lenses, which can be worn as wraparound glasses, over your current spectacles, as clip-ons, or incorporated into your own spectacle lenses.
So there are a lot of filters out there that people can buy. Which ones would be more suitable, would you recommend to people?
Okay, so we're wanting to look at a light with a minimum filtering specification that includes blue visible and ultraviolet light filter. Filters come in a range of light transmissions and in colours, so it's important that it's very subjective to the individual. You really have to try them. I mean, there are, you know, some people say you need this colour filter for this type of eye condition. In my experience in our low vision clinic, it is really subjective to the individual. So try them, but we do. There are sort of some things that we do find, and that is like a yellow filter is really good for cataracts because it has the effect of decreasing the glare and increasing the contrast. Many people with macular conditions find actually a blue grey filter or an amber filter quite comfortable. Glaucoma type conditions like a really dark filter. So it's really a matter of trying it and seeing what works for you. The only thing is that you need to make sure about is you don't buy something that's too dark that just blocks out the vision too much. And also the filters can be chosen as a clip-on, as I've said, or as a fit over that can be worn over your glasses as you wear spectacles.
If you or someone you know is badly affected by glare and needs some help and support, you can give the Partially Sighted Society a call on 01302 965 195. 01302 965 195. And our friendly and knowledgeable team will try and get you or your loved one back on track, living a glare-free, more comfortable life. For even more information, you can always visit our website, partsight.org.uk. Our online shop is full of fantastic aids and equipment that could help change your life for the better and combat any discomfort that having a visual impairment brings. That website again is partsight.org.uk.